So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Get out your compasses and protractors and newfangled devices because we're going down to the Lone Star State, Texas, to an appropriately named community for the St. Paddy's Day celebrations, Shamrock, Texas.
Shamrock, Texas.
Shamrock, Texas is
Hey, partner, going over to
Shamrock, Texas. It's in Wheeler County.
Give me one of them green beers.
They probably do have green beer because they have a big celebration there for St. Patrick's Day. Population 1,789. And it's named as a Shamrock because of one of the early people that lived there, a man by the name of George Nickel, had an Irish mother.
I'm George Nickel, and I want a green beer.
And he said, my mother always told me to depend on a shamrock to bring me good luck. So, holding true to that, he suggested Shamrock, Texas.
Why do we assume that that guy talks like this, by the way?
He's been typecast.
I also enjoy...
What if that guy doesn't go, what if he doesn't talk like this after all?
Yeah, what if he came from, like, Boston or Maine or something?
Yeah, we shouldn't put that on somebody.
We should not.
There's anything wrong with it, but, but you know, I don't like when people think from Chicago that we're all these Dems and Does over here either. We shouldn't categorize like that.
Well, I've been through Shamrock.
You have?
Yes, I have.
Oh.
One of the reasons, well, maybe the
reason. Do they all talk like that?
Actually, not all of them. Some of them. But
who's that guy driving through our town?
That's just like the guy in the Andy Griffith episode that gets off the bus, and they're all in Floyd's barbershop. There's a stranger.
I was picturing it more like...
He's getting off the bus.
I was picturing it more like the campfire scene in Blazing Saddles.
Okay, I'm not going any further. Not there. But I have been through Shamrock. Here's why.
Anybody got a match?
It is a major destination for Route 66 people.
Oh.
It is right dead center in the middle of Route 66, and it has an historic building, a old style gas station,
wow,
and with Art Deco design.
Oh, nice!
And I told Ashley here that I'm going to send her pictures that I've taken over the years that we'll put up on the website as we do from time to time for the far flung forecast. But the building was built in 1936. It had a restaurant in there called the U Drop Inn.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
Now, when I was there,
did you get anything free there?
No. No, I did pay.
That's too bad.
I ate there in 1993, my first Route 66 trip. With my dad, we did it in 2009. The cafe had closed, but I understand now happily that they've reopened once again.
Nice.
So if you're driving through Shamrock, Texas, you can stop at the U Drop Inn
and have a green beer.
Now, Shamrock, on a serious note, though, for just a second, though, Shamrock is in the area where we've seen these very high winds and wildfires activities. There is a fire hazard warning for Shamrock today, but other than that, sunny skies and a high of 68. It's 29 there right now.
Ooh, a little bit chilly there.
Yeah.
A little bit chilly.
Yep.